reductions. An uproar in Zimbabwe over cabinet plans to extend President's Road to 2013. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Battlecry founder O'Brien Mayambu has described the allocation of 5 million condoms for distribution during this year's Nchwala traditional ceremony as a disgrace to the country's moral standing. Eastern Province AIDS Coordination Advisor Philemon Kalanga yesterday announced that a total of 5 million male condoms have been set aside specifically for distribution at the Nchwala ceremony, which will take place on February 28, 2026. Apostle Mayambu questioned why organizers of the event would publicly promote sin and immorality by encouraging sexual activity at a traditional ceremony that attracts thousands of people. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu said traditional ceremonies should be platforms for promoting moral values and cultural integrity. If the goal is to fight HIV, why can't organizers instead champion abstinence and upright living at traditional ceremonies, said Apostle Mayambu. Apostle Mayambu has since called on the church to denounce the move, stating that as a Christian nation, Zambia must lead by example and uphold principles of purity and moral discipline.
And our culture as a nation, we believe that the distribution of condoms has the potential to the moral decay of the nation, and it's like encouraging people to indulge in sexual immorality. So as the Battle Cry for Zambia, we strongly condemn the distribution of condom, because that is contrary to our Christian values, principles, and our culture. We believe that the message of abstinence is key in our nation, and to inculcate good morals in our people, because...
The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEC, has extended the application deadline for its 2026 empowerment loan products. CEC Director General Charles Mungule says the extension allows eligible applicants additional time to prepare and submit complete applications. Dr. Mungule said the products support economic growth and socio-economic development by providing financing to citizens, SMEs and cooperatives undertaking investment projects. Applicants in urban areas are encouraged to apply online through the Empowerment Plus system, and applicants experiencing technical difficulties may access support at CEC head office or provincial offices, said Dr. Mungule in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed concern with the manner bus fares are reduced, a situation the association describes as non-consultative. Yesterday, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RITSA, announced a 1 kwacha reduction on all local bus routes in Lusaka, Copperbelt, and other towns effective today. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said that his association and other stakeholders were not consulted on the recently reduced bus fares. Time and again, RITSA makes these adjustments without consulting key stakeholders in the transport sector, said Mr. Kamuti. He has therefore urged the agency to ensure it is consultative on adjusting bus fares upwards or downwards, describing the non-consultative fares as illegal. Meanwhile, Mr. Kamuti has expressed concern that the 1 kwacha reduction will only advantage the bus owners and not the commuters, saying it is too minimal, looking at the high cost of living.
The biggest challenge we have with Russia, they don't understand the rules and regulations. They are not supposed to be involved in the issue of bus fares. They are involved in just to mediate between ourselves, representing the interest of the passengers, and the operators, not Russia. Russia, they've got their interested factor. Their job is to regulate the operators, not to talk about bus fares. They have got no single right to talk about bus fares. So we are the only people who are supposed to sit representing the interests of the passengers, not right. So those reductions are illegal. That's the only way out. They are illegal.
The Northern Provincial Administration has reaffirmed its commitment to working closely with traditional leaders following recent sentiments attributed to Senior Chief Mwamba, alleging a lack of collaboration between his office and the provincial government. Provincial Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu says the administration noted the concerns with serious concern, but moved to clarify what it described as misconceptions regarding the relationship between the New Dawn government and traditional leadership in Kasama District. While the provincial administration holds the senior chief in the highest esteem as a key stakeholder in the governance system, the provincial administration wishes to categorically dispel the notion that there is a disconnect between the New Dawn government and the traditional leadership, said Mr. Mpundu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He emphasized that since assuming office, President Hakainde Hichilema's administration has institutionalized an open-door policy aimed at fostering engagement with chiefs across the country. Mr. Mpundu said traditional leaders have consistently been included in development discussions and decision-making processes. Mr. Mpundu further said that the provincial administration remains ready to meet Senior Chief Mwamba to address any specific communication gaps that may have arisen.
In Northern Province, we have constantly prioritized the inclusion of Royal Highnesses in the governmental discourse. The government remains mindful of the President's directive to work with chiefs as the primary custodians of our land and people. To suggest a disregard for his directive is not only inaccurate, but overlooks the numerous consultative channels currently in place.
In foreign news, Zimbabweans are up in arms over Cabinet's approval of changes to the constitution as part of a bid to extend 83-year-old President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term till 2030. While the amendments will still be presented to Parliament, it is weighed heavily in favor of his ruling ZANU-PF party. Opposition figures describe the move as a constitutional coup, saying the changes must be put to a national referendum. In addition to extending the presidential term from 5 to 7 years, the changes would see Parliament choosing the president instead of the electorates. Coming up shortly, Russia moves to block WhatsApp in messaging app crackdown. This and more. Stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Russia has attempted to fully block WhatsApp in the country, the company has said, as the Kremlin continues to tighten restrictions on messaging apps. Meta-owned WhatsApp said the move aimed to push more than 100 million of its app users in Russia to a state-owned surveillance app. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Meta could resume operations if it complies with the law and enters into dialogue, but stood no chance if it refused.
Sports update.
Ghana Football Club continued their impressive resurgence in the MTN Super League with a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Nkwazi FC, extending their winning streak to 5 matches, while the Prison Leopards and Kansashi Dynamos also recorded crucial narrow wins on a busy Wednesday afternoon in Week 19. Elsewhere, Mainz United held league leaders Red Arrows to a 1-0 draw in Kabwe. The victory leaves Nkana to 9th place on 25 points, underlining their remarkable turnaround in recent weeks, while Nkwazi slips to 15th place on the log. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Battlecry founder O'Brien Mayambo has described the allocation of 5 million condoms for distribution during this year's Inchwala traditional ceremony as a disgrace to the country's moral standing. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia CRAZ has expressed concern with the manner bus fares are reduced, a situation it claims is non-consultative. and Zimbabweans are up in arms over cabinet's approval of changes to the constitution as part of a bid to extend 83-year-old President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term till 2013.